Photoshop Wednesday number 12. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. For a limited time, GoDaddy is offering $1.99 domain names, transfers, or renewals with each and every new non-domain product you buy. Each domain name includes complete email, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personalized email account, plus 1 Minute Tip listeners get an additional 10% off any order. Just enter TECH3, that's TECH and the number 3 as your source code. In our last Photoshop tip, we spent a lot of time talking about the foreground color chip. Now let's talk about other ways to pick colors inside of Photoshop. If you go to the Windows pull-down menu, you can select Color, which will bring up a palette with a color tab in it. Now the color tab just allows you to pick colors just like the color picker, but in a much smaller footprint. Now surprisingly enough, you can do just about anything in this small color panel as you can in the large color picker from the tool palette. In the color panel, you have the foreground and background color chips. Now, if you click on either one of those, you're going to get the large color picker to pop back up again. But you can do all of your color picking from within inside of this small panel. And let's start off by going to the upper right-hand corner of the panel and selecting how you'd like to select color. So remember, anytime you see a right-facing arrow at the top of a panel, that's where all of your options are located. We have grayscale, we have red, green, blue, we have hue, saturation, and brightness. Basically the same things we saw in the large color picker. So let's go ahead and select RGB slider. So now what we have are these three sliding rails where we can either drag the little arrow to where we would like to go, click anywhere with inside of those sliders, which is actually kind of nice because you can kind of say, ooh, that looks good, and you can click anywhere within those three bands to select that color. If you need to put in a specific number value, well, you can do that over on the far right-hand side. And down at the bottom, you have the ability to kind of meander through a spectrum of color, which can be set, again, in the upper right-hand corner of the color palette panel. You can go down and then you have RGB spectrum, CYMK, and you can do different types of ramps. You can even bring up a WebSafe ramp as well. And back in our color panel, one of the most convenient settings is the ability to set very quickly black or white. But remember, if you hit D on your keyboard, as in dog, you can always set your foreground and background color chip to the default of black and white. Now you've chosen all these gray colors, but how do you keep them for future reference? We'll go to the Windows pull-down menu and select Swatches. Now Swatches is a place to store colors that you use most often, or a great place to arrange color by client or project. To load the color that is currently in the foreground color chip into the Swatches panel, just move to an empty location. You'll see a little paint bucket. When you click, you'll have the ability to name that color. To use one of these colors, move over one of the swatches with the eyedropper, click, and it will be now placed into the foreground color chip. Once you set up an arrangement of swatches, you can always save them by, again, the upper right-hand corner of the swatches panel, right-facing arrow, and you can save the swatches. You can also load in swatches that have been developed by different companies. You also have your WebSafe colors as well. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday. And according to the iTunes Music Library, this is show number 98. In show 100, we're going to be giving away a 2-gig iPod Nano. If you'd like to enter to win, send an email to tip@oneminutetip.com with iPod Nano in the subject line. Good luck!